call them fat.
Fat,
yeah.
Fat wooders.
Yeah, fat flounders.
Fat wooders. Yeah. Uh-huh. And in the old days, what did you used to call the thing that you kept clothes in? A big piece of furniture and you move it around.
A wardrobe or a cupboard, some of them called it. Both ways, they call it a wardrobe.
If it was built in, it would be a
closet.
Closet.
Yeah.
Most of
them, they didn't have them built in much at that time.
I see.
Mostly something you could move about.
Move around.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And the boards on the outside of a house, kind of overlap.
Yeah. Weatherboarding.
And what is this area right outside the door there?
They call that the porch.
In the old days, did they have another term for it?
I don't remember any of the front porch or the back porch. That's the way they always spoke. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Did you ever hear a veranda or a piezer?
Yeah, I heard piezer. I've heard piezer. That. I've heard a few say that back in the old days. Uh-huh. Out on the piezer, I've heard that.
And would that be a bigger porch or just an ordinary porch? You know?
Well, some of them would say out on the, they call it front porch and back porch, mostly what they call it, because mm-hmm. most of the houses we had were that away in this section.
And if you had just a little kind of a roof over a back porch, it wasn't really a porch, but a back door, it wouldn't be really a porch.
You call that a stoop over the door.
Yeah. I see. Do they use that term in here anymore?
Yeah, they do. Some of them still use that.
They
well, he's got a scoop over his door, a stoop.
In many sections of the country, that still is being used. In fact, you see.
Well, they do on, they got so they use a good deal. I noticed on the front, they don't have any porches anymore on the front of a lot of these new houses. They just have a little something that I said, ain't big enough for us to get out of the rain. If you run up there, the door will be locked, you can't get inside, he's still in the rain.
It would be.
One of the boys has got his that way down here.
Even in the advertising, they say a stoop.
Yeah.
They call it a stoop.
Yeah, they call it that over.
Mm-hmm. And where did you put the cows before you milked them? A little area next to the barn.
They call that a stall most of the time.
Would the stall be in the barn? Or
yeah, it'd be in the barn most of the week.
You brought the cows in from pasture and kept them in a before you took them in the barn, you kept them in a little area.
A lot, they call it. Back lot or front lot. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They generally kept the mules, we used to call it, in the back lot. The cows in the back lot, the mules were in the front lot.
They're more important, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, they generally got them out most of the time. They were gone in the morning before the cows were got out.
See.
A lot of times, but after I got to having it to do myself, I had nobody to help me. The cows were gone before
the mules
cut out. Uh-huh.
And you don't have much rock or stone down here, but if you had a lot of stones in your field and you clean them up and build a fence or a wall, what would you call that?
We never did have enough of that to build any here. We had a few iron rocks, they call it, in the fields about here, that they I've seen them pick up, put where they poured out a lot of water at in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Pick up enough of those in the fields. Some of them be that big. Yeah, I've got a few that large. They call it kind of an iron rock. There'd be a few in the fields about. They'd pick them up and haul them out sometime, put them where they're going to throw out the water at. That's where they used to have the water on the porches, mostly out of water shelf. And
I see.
And the water, that's where they had to draw it out of the well. If they didn't have a well on the porch, they had to go tote it in and put it on the porch. And then when they washed the face down, they threw it out on them rock.
I see.
That kept from making a